W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Peyton Gendron pleaded guilty today to the murders of 10 black people at a Buffalo, New York supermarket. He'll be in prison for the rest of his life. Zanita Goodman's son was shot and wounded at the supermarket. She got to hear Gendron in court today.
This country has a problem. This country is inherently violent. It is racist. And his voice showed that to me today.
Gendron used a semi-automatic rifle and body armor to carry out a racist assault he hoped would help preserve white power in the U.S. Attorney Benjamin Crump says it's a difficult day in Buffalo.
It is emotional. And we are angry.
Gendron answered yes and guilty as the judge referred to each victim by name and asked whether he killed them because of their race. It could take a while for some 2 million people in Houston to be able to safely use water. A boil water order is in place after a power outage at a purification plant caused water pressure to drop. Tony Crawford is buying bottled water.
This is the first time ever, and I'm from Houston, and I'm almost in my 50s, so it's never been a water issue for me.
There have been protests in Hong Kong and on the mainland of China's strict coronavirus restrictions. In China, there's been even calls for President Xi Jinping to resign. This is White House advisor John Kirby.
Our message to peaceful protesters around the world is the same and consistent. People should be allowed the right to assemble and to peacefully protest policies or laws or dictates that they take issue with.
Kirby says the U.S. does not support a coronavirus lockdown. Republican officials in rural Cochise County in Arizona refused to certify the 2022 election, despite no evidence of anything wrong with the count. There's pressure from prominent Republicans to reject results showing Democrats winning top races. This is AP News.
We tried Dynavite nutritional supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over 1 million pets helped with Dynavite.
Looking for the perfect gift? Get him a shirt from Untuck It. Now get up to 50% off at the Cyber Monday sale and even deeper discounts on some of our favorite styles happening now at Untuck It. Untuck It shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep them looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with a gift of their super soft flannels and wrinkle-free shirts. So don't miss the Cyber Monday sale on now at your nearest Untuck It store or at untuckit.com. Untuck It. Shirts designed.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy, and I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much, from the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night, and every moment in between. It really is so special, and boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
For for Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. The case of a Milwaukee elections official who asked for false military absentee ballots is raising questions if Wisconsin should change the way it makes people on active duty ask for absentee ballots online. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is talking about requiring military voters to use their common access card to verify who they are. The Wisconsin Elections Commission meets this week to certify the November 8th vote. Local election officials finished their count last week. Once the ballots are certified Wednesday morning, we'll have an official number for voter turnout. In sports, Philadelphia beat the Packers last night, the Bucks beat Dallas, and Luke Fickell is introduced today as the Badgers' new football coach. Coverage at 4 on the Devil's Advocates. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy!
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. It's been a long time since the last show. The afternoon of Wednesday. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. I know I did. It was a great holiday. A lot to talk about. A lot of history made. A lot of history is being made right now as we speak. We're going to get to the most current history being made. I'll tell you, I'm going to start off with something about a procedure in voting that I was dead wrong about. Dead wrong about. I had opposed ranked choice voting. I am completely converted on that. I think now that it is a good thing. And let me tell you why I had a change of heart. Ranked choice voting is one of these systems where you go in and you indicate your first choice. That's who you vote for. But you can also list a second choice and say a third choice. In other words, you go in and you say, I really want Jones. But if I can't have Jones, my second choice would be Smith. And if I can't have Smith, my third choice would be Brown. That kind of thing. I had always poo-pooed that. I assumed that with ranked choice voting, it would be complicated. People wouldn't want to do it. And frankly, it wouldn't make any difference because whoever was ahead in the first one would prevail. And I was right in the New York mayoral race. You may remember that. Early in the year, Adams, remember, the mayor, he won the vote, and then he won the ranked choice vote. And I thought, okay, well, what's this all about? Well, I'll tell you what, this election completely changed my mind because of two states, Maine and Alaska. Most states do not have ranked choice voting. You go in there and you vote. And in most states, like Wisconsin, whoever gets the most votes wins, even if there are seven candidates. And the guy that, or the woman that gets the most votes has well under 50%. That's okay. It's called a plurality. That's most states. Some states like Georgia and Louisiana require that you get 50%. So if you don't get 50%, then it goes to another election just for the top two. That's what's happening in Georgia right now. Raphael Warnock got 49.8%. He only needed a few more votes, and he would have been over the 50 threshold. He didn't make it. Herschel Walker got a couple of points less. Now we're going to a runoff. This is winner-take-all, head-to-head, mano-a-mano. Well, here's what happened in Maine and Alaska, which is why I think this is a good idea. In Alaska, you had Lisa Murkowski, who's a moderate Republican. The Democrats didn't really have a candidate up there. For some reason, everybody in Alaska thinks they're Republicans, or many of them do. Alaska gets oil money. Everybody in the state gets a check. Life is good. A lot of guys live out by themselves, mountain men out in the wild and all that kind of thing. They like to think they're rugged individualists, even though a lot of their action is subsidized by the federal government. So it was inevitable that a Republican would win. But there was a Republican woman named Kelly Chewbacca. No, not Chewbacca. We're not talking Star Wars here, okay? Chewbacca. And she was supported by Trump. She was an election denier. Totally bad news. Lisa Murkowski had voted to convict Trump on the impeachment the second time on the insurrection. She's a very, very thoughtful person. Her father was governor and senator, well-regarded, Murkowski name. Republican party doesn't really like her up there. Two elections ago, she didn't get through the primary, and she ran as a write-in, believe it or not, a write-in. And she put out stickers with Murkowski spelling on it, and she won. This time, it was ranked choice voting that saved her. Kelly Chewbacca came in the most votes, but the number two, the other one, there's a guy named Begich. He was a moderate Republican, too. And his folks said, well, we like Begich, but if we can't have Begich, we want Murkowski. She then, in the second round of counting, vaults in, and she is now the senator-elect for another term. There's another race up there. The first indigenous woman. In other words, a Native American Alaskan. We used to call them Eskimos. We don't call them that anymore. He's an indigenous person. Name is Mary Peltola. I've heard her interviewed. She's really terrific. Very, very well-spoken, smart. Very, very honest, reasonable. I was really impressed with her. Once again, she's running against Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin, for God's sake. You know, she's still around. She's at large. I don't know why she's still at large. In any event, ranked choice voting. A lot of other people in that race said, well, we can't have our folks. We want Mary Peltola, even though she's a Democrat. And in the final counting, she surged ahead. She surged ahead. Sarah Palin. So the people, and by the way, Alaska only has one member of Congress. Wyoming's the same way. They have one member of the House, but two senators. Whereas California has two senators and 56 members of the House. And that was part of the slave negotiation that the states had when they ratified the Constitution. The Southerners said, no, we're not going to get outnumbered by the North, so you've got to give us two senators no matter what and two electoral votes. So Wyoming has two electoral votes for their senators and one for their House. California has only two for the Senate and, of course, 56 for the House. But you know something? The people in Wyoming and Alaska are overrepresented. People in California and New York underrepresented. It's the way it is. We would not have had a constitution otherwise. But the good news is that in Alaska, we have Lisa Murkowski and Mary Peltola. The other place was Maine. Now, Maine has two congressional districts. And there was one where our candidate looked pretty rocky. He looked very rocky. He was running against an election denier, a Trump-type bad news guy. But with ranked choice voting, when the more moderate Republicans said, well, we can't have our guy. We want the other one, the Democrat, and he is now in there as well. So as a result of ranked choice voting, we have two Democratic congressmen we wouldn't have had otherwise, and we have Lisa Murkowski back in the Senate instead of Kelly Chewbacca, and that is huge news. It's very, very welcome. It's very, very welcome. So I'm a convert. I think we should do it here in Wisconsin. I don't think it would have made any difference this last time. In the Senate race, for instance, with Ron Johnson, Mandela Barnes, Ron Johnson didn't win by a lot, but there was really nobody else in the race. I think there was one third party type who said he got out and endorsed Mandela. It didn't do much good. But theoretically, where it would have done good is if Tom Nelson and Alex Lazary, remember, Sarah Godlewski had stayed in the race and they'd each gotten votes, and then they'd listed Mandela as their second choice, that would have increased turnout and it could have made a difference. So there you have it. There you have it. You're talking to a new proponent of ranked choice voting. I think it's a fair way to do it. Apparently, and I had underestimated this, people do have several choices in mind. And they have a first choice, and we all respect that. But the second choice frequently puts a good person over the top, and that's what's happened in Alaska and Maine this time. Well, as predicted, Donald Trump managed to stink up Thanksgiving week. As his Thanksgiving message, usually you send out a message, you go, I pray for peace and the generous table for all, end of hunger, you know, that kind of thing. No, not this guy. He is Thanksgiving address. He attacked prosecutors and judges on Thanksgiving Day, which is a bad idea if there's a lot of judges and prosecutors that want your hide. It's kind of a bad idea. It's not gracious. His Thanksgiving message was, quote, give me freedom or give me death. And also it is, quote, it is almost impossible to get a fair trial if you're a Republican, unquote. That's his Thanksgiving message. That's the guy's Thanksgiving message. Then he said that the lawsuits he's involved in are a total witch hunt. And then he said, quote, the Manhattan DA and the judges and the justices and my accounting firm, Mazars Group, are all bad. And he attacked them. Now, for the love of Pete, you put it out a Thanksgiving message. You're claiming you're running for president. You know, if you are legitimately a candidate, don't you say, I would really like to see our nation at peace, the world at peace, the world well-fed. I'd like to see Russia out of Ukraine. I'd like to see prosperity, goodwill towards men. Wouldn't you say that? I mean, you would say that. Not this guy. And you know why? It's because he's not running because he wants to be president. He's running because he hopes that that will stop the federal government from prosecuting him for stealing classified documents. That's why he's doing it. Jimmy Kimmel had a great line, though. He said, Donald Trump isn't going to win in 2024. He said, Donald Trump, the only way that Donald Trump will lay a hand on a Bible in 2024 is if they hide it up a waitress's skirt. That's what Jimmy Kimmel said. And I think that's right. He is not running to be president. He's running for his life. He's running for his life so that he's not prosecuted, and he thinks that running for president somehow is going to limit that possibility. So here's the contrast. Recent news, you have Lisa Murkowski, Mayor of Peltola in Alaska, the Democrat in Maine, all good people get elected, and Donald Trump uses his Thanksgiving address to say, give me freedom or give me death. It is almost impossible to get a fair trial if you're a Republican. It's total witch hunt. The Manhattan DA, the judges, justices, and my accounting firm are all bad. Unbelievable. Going to break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM, The Shaw.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 35 tonight under overcast skies. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 51. Overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. A mixture of precipitation likely. Lows dip down to about 26. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
And direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. News over the last couple of days, I want to unpack it, get to the bottom of it. You may have seen that the Wisconsin Employment Relations Commission issued a ruling that said that Wisconsin health hospitals, in other words, state hospitals, cannot bargain with the nurses' union or other employees. And most people looked at that and thought one of two things. Well, that's kind of strange. That's coming out of Tony Evers' Wisconsin Employment Relations Commission. Or they might think, well, that's the law. There's nothing we can do about it. No, that's not the law. There is something you can do about it. And that was simply an inevitable ruling at the administrative level that has to be corrected on appeal. The court system. Here's what's going on. When Scott Walker got in 2010, they passed Act 10. Remember that? Act 10 effectively stripped the right to collectively bargain of state and municipal unions. That's effectively what it did. They exempted the police and firefighters because the police had endorsed them. There's a quid pro quo. And the firefighters, they had to lump in with the police because it just wouldn't work otherwise. But the teachers, all the rest of them, can't collectively bargain anymore. Then Scott Walker stabbed private sector unions, the industrial trades. A couple of them went to him in 2014 and they said, we'll support you for re-election even though you passed Act 10, but you have to promise that you will veto any attempt to pass right to work. Right to work is a misnomer. It's not right to work. It's right to lower wages. It's a union killer. And he looked him right in the eye and he said, you have my word. But his word is no good. Because the minute that bill came across the desk, he signed it because he was running for president in 2016 and wanted to look like a conservative. His word is no good. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel in a September editorial that year said that. His word is no good. So then you limp along. You limp along. So now we're a right-to-work state, even though we were one of the biggest union states in the country and most prosperous. With Act 10, teachers are demoralized, nurses and others. Wages are kept down. There are a lot of teacher vacancies. This is not good for education. Got to get rid of Act 10. Got to get rid of right to work in this state. The two centerpieces of America that built our middle class are Social Security and unions. Gave people higher incomes, higher wages, benefits, health care, safe working conditions. And the Republicans have tried to destroy that ever since Franklin Roosevelt in the 1930s. So what happened with the nurses and the hospital? Well, what happened was nurses brought an action, the hospital. They wanted clarification, declaratory judgment. Are we required to negotiate with them? And if not, may we voluntarily? Because the UW Health System wants to voluntarily negotiate with the nurses. The Wisconsin Employment Relations Commission, looking at the case law, looking at the statute, reluctantly says, well, no, Walker stabbed everybody in the back with Act 10, so we're an administrative agency. We can't change that at this level. And can you do it voluntarily? That's sort of up in the air. My own view is that under any reading of the law, you can certainly do that, but that's going to present a legal issue. So now it is going to the courts. If it goes to a trial court in Madison, I think there'll be a good result. A judge should come down and say you can certainly negotiate voluntarily, and they theoretically could throw out Act 10 as unconstitutional because it exempted some unions and not others. A clear quid pro quo, exempted the police and the firefighters. And teachers, for instance, and nurses are about 70% women. They're the ones that get screwed. They wouldn't have the guts to include the police and the firefighters. They did something like that, there'd be guys with shotguns in the streets, okay? This is what's going on. Let's call a spade a spade. This is why, in my judgment, it is essential to elect Janet Protasiewicz to the Wisconsin Supreme Court in the April election and in the February primary. That is the most consequential election facing this state for the foreseeable future. Right now, state Supreme Court is 4-3 Republican, and even though Brian Hagedorn has cast some good votes, you know, certifying Joe Biden, he's a Republican. He's not going to go the other way on Act 10 or on gerrymandering. It is essential. Pat Rogensack, one of the election deniers who had voted not to certify Joe Biden, not running again, seat is open. If Janet Protasiewicz wins it, defender of democracy, we will then have a 4-3 majority the other way. And I'm fairly confident. I know those people. I know all of them. Met with all of them. They would do what I would do. They look at Act 10 and they'd say it's unconstitutional. Or at the very least, say you can certainly voluntarily negotiate. That's very consistent with Wisconsin tradition. They would also redistrict the state, get rid of the gerrymandering. This is as stark as you get. Her opponent is a guy named Kelly, Dan Kelly. Dan Kelly's an election denier. He attacked Brian Hagedorn for certifying Biden. This is another conservative. He's attacking another conservative. He's Trump. He's Trump, pure and simple. He's distillation of Trump. It's Dan Kelly against Janet Protasiewicz. Please keep that in mind. Janet Protasiewicz is one of the most experienced prosecutors and judges in Milwaukee and in the state. She's honest as the day is long. Very responsible. She's a defender of democracy. Kelly and the Republicans are destroyers of democracy. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
WAUK will be broadcasting the Waukesha Christmas Parade live, and you can become a sponsor. Call us at 262-232-8164. Sponsorship includes an on-air interview during the live broadcast of the Christmas Parade. A portion of the proceeds goes directly to the Waukesha Memorial Fund. Please call at 262-232-8164. That's 262-232-8164.
Our guest is Kristen Elfheim, who is the state Senate candidate for District 19 in the Fox Valley.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
There are really good people that have been in Madison on both sides. And if we're not letting the strongest problem solvers win, we're making a mistake.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and
Coronavirus update. I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. Stocks finished lower, the Dow down 497 points. The markets were lower because of coronavirus-related tensions in China. There were protests in Hong Kong.
Protesters chanted freedom, and we don't want revolution, we want reform. The demonstration comes after people around China took to the streets in anger at the government's strict COVID policy that has confined millions to their homes. The rallies throughout the mainland prompted the government to ease some restrictions. Nevertheless, police were out in force the day after the protests. One of the Hong Kong protests took place at the Chinese University of Hong Kong, where about 50 students lit some candles in memory of those who died in the Urumqi fire days earlier. They also sang a protest anthem, which harked back to their anti-government protests in 2019. Protests in Hong Kong have become less frequent under rules imposed to crush a pro-democracy movement in the territory. I'm Karen Chamas.
I'm Ed Donahue.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Looking for the perfect gift? Get him a shirt from Untuck It. Now get up to 50% off at the Cyber Monday sale and even deeper discounts on some of our favorite styles happening now at Untuck It. Untuck It shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep them looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with a gift of their super soft flannels and wrinkle-free shirts. So don't miss the Cyber Monday sale on now at your nearest Untuck It store or at untuckit.com. Untuck It, shirts designed to...
For Civic Media, I'm Jay Matner with your headlines. A 20-year-old Sheboygan man has been arrested for a fatal hit and run. It happened about a half an hour after the conclusion of that city's holiday parade on Sunday night. A 69-year-old man was struck by a four-door sedan while crossing the street. He was taken to the hospital where he later died. Police say the incident did not happen along the parade route and there's no indication it was intentional. When the House and Senate reconvene in Washington this week, Congress is expected to pass legislation codifying same-sex marriage protections and interracial marriage protections. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin has been a major driver of the effort and has been praised by both Republicans and Democrats for her leadership on the Respect for Marriage Act. Baldwin became the first openly gay U.S. senator when she was elected in 2012. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
To Matt Thundereck. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jean?
Hi, Matt. Thanks a lot for this topic today. A great topic because we definitely need to restore the rule of law and justice for the people in our state. And so goes Wisconsin, so goes the country. And we need to make an example and fight back. And I'm so glad that you mentioned Judge Janet, and I don't know how to pronounce her last name yet. I'm going to have to look it up and write it down so I can repeat it, because we need justice restored in our state. Walker did so much damage, and, you know, and it started in our area here, and then it kind of spread throughout the country, and then now it's in our federal justice system, and maybe we can set an example in our state that we're not going to put up with this crap anymore, and we're going to vote in a true judge that's going to do their job and follow the rule of law. And, you know, we are losing teachers. We are losing medical personnel, and this is all the great work of Scotty Walker and the people who give him big bucks to do this kind of damage. And that right to work for less, that was like the biggest sin imposed on our state. That was just a dirty, dirty trick. So I hope people are listening. And please say the judge's name again so everybody can remember that we need to vote for this woman. We need to get out there in February. And we need to change the way that our state's being run and protect all of the people in our state. Thank you, Matt, so much. I really appreciate this topic. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Jean, and happy Thanksgiving belatedly to you. Yes, Janet, Judge Janet Protasiewicz, it's a Polish name. She's of Polish descent, Protasiewicz. Protasiewicz. So it's Janet, and I call her Judge Janet. All of her friends call her Judge Janet. Protasiewicz, Protasiewicz. And she's terrific. I've known her a long time. She was a young Dem. She worked on Jerry Klitschko's campaigns. She went to law school, worked hard, became a district attorney, assistant district attorney in Milwaukee. Handled the toughest cases, you know, sexual assault, homicide, that kind of thing. And she knows criminal law backwards and forwards, and she is known as a very firm, fair, but very firm sentencer. She then became a judge. She's been a judge for several terms and is one of the best, one of the best. The guy she's running against is Dan Kelly. He is bad news. And I'll tell you a funny thing, Jane, you're not going to believe this. One of my great-grandmother's names was Kelly, Ann Kelly. Came over from Ireland in the 1870s, and she was a wonderful woman, even though I never met her. This guy is obviously a different strain of Kelly's, okay? This guy, Dan Kelly, he is not only an election denier, not only would put Trump back in the presidency, even though he lost, but he attacked Brian Hagedorn. Now, Brian Hagedorn is a conservative Republican. I have respect for him because in a number of election cases, he bucked his party and he voted to certify Biden. He said, look, it doesn't matter who I voted for. People of the state voted for somebody. I am certifying him. I'm certifying him. And I know that everybody in the state runs an honest election. Now, on the other hand, he's a very conservative guy and other stuff. We need somebody in there to give us a 4-3 majority that's a consistent election defender. If you put Dan Kelly in there, he will be one of the most vicious election destroyers, opponents. So Janet Protasiewicz, Protasiewicz. The other thing is this, it's not just elections. It's Act 10, right to work. I think Act 10 is unconstitutional. If I were in the Supreme Court, I'd rule it unconstitutional. I think right to work, the way it was enacted, has a lot of legal flaws to it. A lot of legal flaws to it, and there's a lot of ways around it. And it takes a smart judge and a judge that has some chops, some experience, and she does, to get her way around it. We have a gerrymandered legislature. This legislature is illegitimate. The Republicans are illegitimate. There are 33 state senators, and they have 22 of them. We only have 11 of them, but we get more votes than they do. That isn't democracy. That's communism. They're inflicting commie government on us. And in the assembly, they're two seats away from a veto-proof majority, even though we get more votes than they do. That's commie government. They're imposing commie government. They are keeping people in the DNR and the Wisconsin Tech Board, even though Evers won 4 years ago and he just won again because of a Republican Supreme Court that said that just because Evers won doesn't mean he's governor. That's commie government. We do not want commie government in this state. So I think one way to fight back, Janet Protasiewicz, Protasiewicz. And thanks for calling. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill of Oconomowoc?
Hi, had to call you when you were talking about, I think his name is Pren or Kren, the guy who sits on the DNR bar and refuses to move. He's a dentist up in Wausau. I called his office because that was the only contact number he left when he was on the board. That was how to get a hold of him. Do you know his office has been instructed not to talk about it and hang up? They hung up in my face.
Oh, God.
So the minute I questioned, now I didn't accuse him of anything. I just said, does he sit on the board? Bam. They knew where I was coming from. I just asked a simple question. That's how bad this has gotten. I think you're on to something. I think these guys, we as Americans and Wisconsin residents can title them as part of the crime family. They definitely are. He won't even discuss it. Well, heck, he's supposed to be representing me, the taxpayer, sitting on this board. They don't even get it. Russian Ron Johnson, you know, I mean, we all know about him. And then Scott Walker, you touched on Scott Walker. Do you know when he was in Russia, he had, what was her name, Natasha, or I don't know, some Russian woman that was playing him like a fiddle. And he took, I think, now correct me if I'm wrong, about $250,000 after the Russians first passed it to the NRA, and they turned around and passed it to Scott. If I'm wrong, I'd like to be proven wrong.
No, I may be balking on the news. Something like Maria Boltiva or something, and she came on to Scott Walker,
you're right.
Too. Yeah. And,
right.
You know, here's the deal. That's... Everybody out there who's a gun owner, Bill, you're a gun owner, and I believe in gun ownership, but out there, the Russians are subsidizing the NRA and are cozy with the NRA, but guns are illegal in Russia. The commies outlaw guns. But what they're trying to do is burrow into this country pretending they're pro-gun. If the commies ever took over, you'd lose your gun in a heartbeat. Let me tell you something. So are people falling for this stuff? Do they fall for this stuff? Yeah, is Maria Boltiva or something? She went to prison for espionage, but we let her go after 2 or 3 years. And unfortunately, she's back in Russia causing a lot of trouble. But she came on to the Republicans. I know Scott Walker, and you're saying Johnson. It doesn't surprise me at all. And he's pro-Putin. He's pro-Trump. All these guys are pro. Why are these guys pro-Putin? Pro-Putin. I mean, there's a genocide going on there. Ukraine is a friend of ours. Ukraine applied for NATO membership and EU membership. And there is a genocide in progress. Pope Francis just came out. He said, this is a Stalin genocide. It's a Stalin genocide. So I really appreciate your calling in. And let me tell you something else. It doesn't surprise me. These people are supposedly still on boards, you know, DNR, Wisconsin Tech Board or whatever, because a Republican Supreme Court said as long as the Republican State Senate doesn't take up their nomination, there's not a vacancy. So therefore, the old guy can stay on. Well, wait a minute. Let's hold the phone. This guy at the Fred Pren, he's at the DNR. Why do you think we have forever chemicals in our water, cancer-causing chemicals? Because Fred Pren and the Republicans have met with the manufacturers. They met with them during this whole process. His email showed it. And they want to put cancer-causing chemicals in our water. Bill, there are some lakes and river and streams in this state where you can't eat the fish, or you can have one trout a month or something. Some of them are in Dane County. Google it. It's all around the state. La Crosse, Eau Claire, Rhinelander, Marinette, Milwaukee. All around the state. Water flows. Gets into the groundwater. Deer drink the water. We are a state of clean water. We should have the cleanest water in the country. Republicans are poisoning our water. Republicans are poisoning our water. So Bill is saying that he calls up there and they won't take the call. Ron Johnson won't take a call. I remember when Sean Duffy represented the Hayward area in Congress, and that's what they have Tiffany in now, and he would not have a meeting of concerned citizens. Finally had one. It was rationed by invitation, and he had police there. And you had to be recognized to speak, and if you got up and hadn't been recognized, they'd throw you out. That's commie government. That's commie government. That's not fighting Bob La Follette government. You know, that's not Abraham Lincoln or George Washington government. That is what is happening. That's what's happening. And, you know, an anecdote. Last week, on the 22nd, just before Thanksgiving, Trump had dinner in Mar-a-Lago in the public dining room. Everybody could see him. And seated with him were Kanye West and a guy named Nick Fuentes. Kanye West, who changed his name to Ye, Y-E, no kidding, that's his name. Rapper, just virulently anti-Semitic and frankly anti-American. And Nick Fuentes is one of these guys in Charlottesville, Holocaust denier, white nationalist, anti-Semitic, anti-American. They'd be like sitting there with David Duke, somebody of that ilk. That's what it'd be like. And he's sitting there, and he's trying to send a message. This is wrong. This is very wrong. And Kanye West, by the way, I've never listened to his stuff, but over Thanksgiving, I was at our family meal, and my niece was there. She's 17 in high school, and I said, you guys listen to, like, the Beatles? That's what I understand. She said, I've heard of the Beatles. Yeah, we sort of like their stuff. I said, who do you like? She said, we like Doja Cat. Doja Cat. I never heard of Doja Cat. But I looked her up. There's a rapper named Doja Cat. No kidding. That's her name. I think Doja Cat is a better rapper than Kanye West or Ye. And I've never heard Doja Cat. So anyway, a little bit of info, little info. But in all seriousness, you're running for president and you sit there with two of the most racially divisive people on the right. What is he doing? He's not really running for president. He's trying to whip up a base. Anybody who have anything to do with him, giving the impression that he's running for president, so that when push comes to shove, Merrick Garland or now the special counsel won't prosecute him. That's what he's doing. That's why we got to build it up one brick at a time. And the Supreme Court race is the big game in town now. Janet Protasiewicz, experienced judge and prosecutor, running against Dan Kelly. Dan Kelly's an election denier and a really kind of a vicious Trump type. You can't have him on there or he will destroy democracy. They're destroying unions. Got to get Janet Protasiewicz on there. Going to break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. It's Kenzie Metzer all the time.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
My husband said to give our house more curb appeal, so I started painting. Then I went on Google and looked up the meaning of curb appeal. It said to make it more nicer. So I called Replacement Window Center, and they put in new replacement windows.
Get free installation and 0% financing for 18 months. Free installation and 0% financing. Hurry, call now.
Replacement Window Center. Our name says it all.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 35 tonight under overcast skies. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 51. Overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. A mixture of precipitation likely. Lows dip down to about 26. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Your lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to talk about Ukraine, what's going on over in Ukraine. I'll tell you, the other day Pope Francis issued a statement. He said a Stalin-like genocide is in process in Ukraine. Stalin murdered more than 20 million people. He murdered millions of people in Ukraine. Hitler murdered millions of people in Ukraine. A Stalin-like genocide is occurring in Ukraine, and we have to do something about it more than we have. And here's some updates, and here's some thoughts on my part. The Russians are doing two things. One, they're deploying troops, and there's troops are getting slaughtered. They're going to prisons. They're picking up homeless people. They're kidnapping people. They just recently deployed a unit with no food and no socks. They can't put socks on these people and not many guns. And they're simply being slaughtered. Putin doesn't care because there's no way politically to express opposition to the war over there without being arrested, beaten, and thrown in jail. The EU, the parliament, just labeled Russia a terrorist state, and the Wagner Group, which is like the SS, they're sadists, torturers, and rapists, a terrorist organization. The head of it, Yevgeny Prigozhin, he'd be the equivalent of Goebbels or Himmler, with Putin as Hitler. You know what he did when the EU labeled him a terrorist organization? He sent the EU representatives a violin case with a sledgehammer in it with some fake blood on it. These are sick people. That's because the Wagner Group, which is his personal SS and Putin's personal SS, use sledgehammers for execution. They caught a guy who was trying to get out of the Wagner Group to escape, didn't want to fight anymore, and they beat him to death with a sledgehammer. Their tactics are rape and torture. Now Russia is deploying a warship to go to the Black Sea with cruise missiles on it right off the coast of Ukraine in the Black Sea. Now, enough's enough. Their other means of warfare, or I should say of genocide, is simply to continuously attack with missiles the infrastructure of Ukraine, destroy all of their infrastructure, electric grid, any ability to heat homes, fresh water, sewage, hospitals. They targeted a maternity hospital on purpose, killed an infant. Surgeries being done in basements. They have a great patriot, Alexander Navalny, who was arrested simply because he was an opposition leader. First, Putin tried to kill him. It is reported now he has been put in a cage, 9 feet by 9 feet. It's not sure whether he can even stand up. He's a tall guy. And it's heated. It's very hot in there. You may think, great, it's winter. No, no, no. It's very hot. This is a form of torture. This is a form of torture. What do we do about all this? The British has sent more missiles to Ukraine. We've sent some more. Biden so far has not sent truly long-range missiles. They've got to send the long-range missiles. Now. Now. You've got to take that ship with the cruise missiles out on the Black Sea. You've got to do more than destroy Russian troops. More than 80,000 have been killed already. Putin doesn't care. The mothers are afraid to protest when their sons' bodies are brought back to Russia. In some cases, they're just left on the battlefield. These people are animals. Putin and these oligarchs that are waging this war, Yevgeny Prigozhin is a fellow from Chechnya, Ramzan Kadyrov. These people are animals. Something has got to be done immediately with them. But they have nuclear weapons, so what do we do? Putin has a yellow streak down his back. He's afraid of us. As long as we don't personally attack him, we have provided enormous supplies of missiles, armaments to the Ukrainians. They're doing our work for us, beating back the Russians, weakening Russia, which is our objective. We've got to do more. You cannot have a genocide in progress when the genociders at home are comfortable and go to malls and their apartments are secure. There are apartment buildings in Moscow and St. Petersburg that have to be blown up. St. Basil's Cathedral in Moscow and St. Isaac's in St. Petersburg have to be vulnerable. The Winter Palace, St. Petersburg, the Duma and the Kremlin, the Bolshoi Ballet, malls. These are animals, and their populace is frankly going along with it. The other thing is, why are we letting Russians in this country? Why are we letting Nazis in this country? We should revoke visas. I don't care what they are. They think they're violinists and chess players and professors. Baloney. Out they go. 10 days. Out you go. Or you're arrested, thrown in the clink, chained to a troop transport and sent out. They should not be arrested or admitted into Europe. We let a Russian and a Belarusian tennis player in the U.S. Open. That was a mistake. We should not have done that. They should be told that we believe that they're vermin and they're Nazis. They are very insecure people. I was over there in May and June of 1997 with the Justice Department. A guy came up to me afterwards. He said, you had a lot of nice things to say in your speech about our country, which I did back in 1997. He said, if you are so, we're so great, why are we so backward? You know, and I tried to be nice to the guy. I said, well, you know, you're in kind of a bad neighborhood. You know, you have all these, you know, Afghanistan, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, Azerbaijan, these guys to the south. You have China to the east. And, you don't have many ports. And the Mongols went through you about 900 years ago. And, you know, none of that cheered him up. You see, none of it cheered him up. But they are very vulnerable. They're very insecure. And short of triggering a nuclear war, we've got to destroy as many of them as we can and do everything we can to stop this genocide. Every day I pick up the paper and read this, my blood boils even more. We're coming to the end of the show. It was a great show. Good callers as always. Matt Flynn Direct, we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today. And I won't back down.
Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Will stand my ground and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Hi, it's Don Brown, host of This Week in Waukesha, inviting you to catch our coverage of this year's 2022 Waukesha Christmas Parade, Sunday, December 4th. The coverage starts at 3, the parade starts at 4. We'll be live in front of the Walk Radio studios talking to the marchers, the participants, the fans, and all the people that make this parade in this community a very special place. Waukesha Christmas Parade, covered here on Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at wesaysaveit.org. Brought to you by...
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W.